This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory.
So I'm Rich McDonald. I run a business called the Natural History Center. We do nature and adventure tours in Acadia, down East Maine, and beyond. I love the high-pitched squeak of the downy woodpecker. It almost sounds like my dog's chew toy. And most years, they seem to decide to create a nesting hole that's visible from the boardwalk. So it's really cool. I'll be walking one day and realize one of these woodpeckers I'm watching disappeared. It disappeared into a hole.
So it seems that for your work, one of the important tools you have is observing and being curious.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the curious bit.
Curious bit. And then what does that mean? If it's sit in a hole, it's likely a nesting cavity. If it's behind the tree, was it just following food, the sounds of its food burrowing under the bark behind the tree?
So do you know if they excavate their own holes or do they use other holes?
To the best of my knowledge, most, if not all, woodpeckers excavate their own holes, and they generally don't reuse the holes year after year. So other cavity nesters like chickadees, they'll find an old woodpecker hole and use that. And it's really cool. So the woodpecker comes in, excavates his hole, uses it for a year. Next year, maybe a chickadee has it. Or you might find a flying squirrel in there. Or during the winter, you might find a whole passel of, if that's the collective noun, for golden-crowned kinglets sitting inside there shivering, trying to survive a sub-zero night. What I'm talking about is relevant to this northeastern region of North America. It might not apply to Florida or to Texas or to California. And those are not areas of my geographical specialty.
Yeah, well, the same holds true for plants. It's like, I've gotten to know plants here on the coast of Maine well enough. And it's like, I get outside of my habitat and it's like, well, okay, these might be the same plants, but they might be doing something different here. It's just, I'm outside of the area that I've studied in depth and watched in depth for decades.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing I find to maybe another side to that what you were just saying, is that when I go to Antarctica or if I go to South America, the bird biology, well, the birds are totally different and they're eating different things. And there's not really a lot of exchange other than with some of the migratory neotropical migrants. There's not a lot of exchange between Southern Hemisphere and Northern Hemisphere. The basic bird biology is very similar. So I can look at an albatross in Antarctica and I can talk about the mechanics of flight and the reproductive biology. And that's going to be true kind of wherever you go. But there'll be things that are different too. So I might not know the individual species as well, but the actual, just the physiological aspects are similar enough that we can talk about that. And so it's interesting how you can take your knowledge and export it to somewhere else. And you're not building on a background of zero. You already have some background. And so that maybe adds to your appreciation of what you're seeing.
Yeah, no, in a sense, I think there's two types of naturalists. One that travels and explores the world to make sense out of everything and, gets kind of a global perspective on species and changes and habitats and adaptations. And, what I've done is I hunker down in one spot and get to know everything I can about one spot, which is, another strategy of being a naturalist, I think.
Yeah, my one spot has been largely MDI and down East Maine. And it's so cool to be in this area and know it so well.
But you also span the other thing. You've traveled a lot.
I do.
As a naturalist.
Yes.
And so you have a foot in each side of that.
Yeah, it is really cool. I mean, I'm really happy going in my backwoods with my dog every morning and just watching the chickadees, watching the hairy woodpeckers, seeing the same ones or the same species anyway, all year long is really, really cool. And I can just sit. I've got a couple logs sitting back in my woods where I just go and sit. And I'll spend half an hour watching these common birds. And I love that. But I also am fortunate that I do get to go as a naturalist, a professional naturalist, to other parts of the world and explore too.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.